Ladies and gentlemen, will you please rise for the playing of the national anthem, followed by the invocation by Chaplain Max Furman. It is customary for all civilians to stand if able, remove hats, and place their right hand over their heart during the national anthem. Uniformed military personnel will come to the position of attention during the playing of the national anthem. Chaplain Furman, please come to the podium for the invocation.
Let each of us go to our God. Almighty God, the great architect of life, of our lives, who is ever present, we ask for your presence this day in a special way. May you be honored by what we say and do in these moments. As we look forward to the construction of the building, we pray for those who will be constructing it. Keep them safe, we ask. For those who will benefit from its use in the future, may this building help them to be prepared for all of life's duties. May the training it facilitates help to keep them safe, that they might return home to their loved ones. And for each person gathered here this day, we pray for them as they return to places of work and home. Keep them safe on this inclement day, that your glory will be seen in us and through us. For this we do pray in your most holy and precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain Furman. Please be seated. At this time, we would like to take a moment to extend a special welcome to all the distinguished guests who are present today. Specifically, I would like to acknowledge our host, Lieutenant Colonel Lane Marshall, Major General Anthony Corelli, the Adjutant General, and Representative Russ Diamond, and other distinguished guests, general officers, and members of the command staff. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, and thank you for joining us today for the Fort Indiantown Gap Training Support Center groundbreaking ceremony. I would like to introduce Lieutenant Colonel Lane Marshall, the Fort Indiantown Gap Garrison Commander and host of today's event.
Thank you, good morning. Good morning, and thank you for joining us today for the official Training Support Center groundbreaking. I am Lieutenant Colonel Lane Marshall, the Fort Indiantown Gap Garrison Commander. I'd like to welcome our distinguished guests and visitors, and thank you all for being here on this very snowy Tuesday. To help us kick off the official construction of the Fort Indiantown Gap's new Training Support Center. The completion of this building next year will mark a new era in the installation's ability to train service members and units throughout the Commonwealth, the 54 states and territories, and our partners from around the world. Fort Indiantown Gap remains one of the busiest or the busiest National Guard training facility in the nation, with more than 130,000 service members trained annually. Providing the intense high-level training required of a modern force depends on access to the high-quality training aids, simulators, and skilled trainers, which this training center support will provide. Our current facility is housed in a 22,490 square foot World War II era wooden building. The new facility will total 63,000 square feet, nearly three times the size of what we currently have. This will include a classroom, simulation center, a fabrication and repair shop, and a warehouse. This additional space will allow us to continue to grow, to increase our appeal as a world-class training site, and it will give our skilled professional trainers and staff the space and resources they need to continue to build on the capability and readiness of our force. Additionally, this new facility will have roof-mounted solar panels and a geothermal HVAC system, which builds on our nationally recognized environmental initiatives and saves taxpayer money. This project is truly an investment in the future of this installation and our surrounding communities. The nearly $11.5 million contract was awarded to a Harrisburg construction company. 40 Town Gap supports thousands of local jobs and has an annual impact of nearly $600 million on the local economy. In addition to the dollars and cents impact of this installation, we are truly an anchor of the community. The full-time workers who work here also live in the surrounding communities, while the part-time guard members live and work in this community and in communities all around the Commonwealth. We work hard to ensure local residents with no direct connection to the Gap retain a positive view of what we do here, despite the fact we can be noisy neighbors at times. Investing in our future with this new training center will ensure continued growth and our positive impacts that 40 in Town Gap has in our community and statewide as the headquarters of the Pennsylvania National Guard. 40 in Town Gap is already home to a wide range of training facilities, both virtual and live. This new center will ensure its service members that train here are prepared to fight America's wars and respond to domestic emergencies when called upon. Our new training support center will allow units to maximize the value of the training they receive here with the capacity to store approximately 15,000 training aids that will enhance the realism of their training. This facility will further enhance 40 in Town Gap's status as the busiest National Guard training site in the nation as we continue to improve and invest in our future. Thank you again for joining us this morning to break ground on the 40 in Town Gap's new training support center. I look forward to seeing you all again next year when we cut the ribbon now for our new training support center. It's now my distinct pleasure to introduce Major General Tony Corelli, Pennsylvania's Adjutant General. Sir.
Thank you, everybody. Good morning. Thanks for braving the snow this morning to come on out to the event. We appreciate your support of the 40 in Town Gap. All the guardsmen in the room, especially state workers, volunteers that work here at the Gap. It's all a team effort to do all of the training that is required of the National Guard to support the Army and the Air Force, combat forces, and also support the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania through all of the domestic emergency support and security missions that we have across the Commonwealth. You know, being in the National Guard has not gotten easier over the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. The tempo has increased greater and greater. More and more is demanded on our guardsmen, both in our federal missions overseas. If you just look at the ops tempo, if you look at the what's going on in the world is a much more dangerous place than it was 5 years, 10 years, 20 years ago. There is no stop. And there is no slowing down of the call of this nation's forces to deploy overseas. And the National Guard is deploying at greater and greater rates. You could just look at this past weekend. Of course, Saturday we did a departure ceremony downtown for the 28th Division headquarters staff. Over 500 soldiers just deployed out this weekend in Texas for a couple of weeks and then going overseas. Many other groups, such as our Apache company, currently deployed in Afghanistan, and units after units, over 200 Air Guardsmen deployed as we speak right now, and more going out the door. So it never stops, and that pace will not stop. And not supposed to get too much snow today, but we never know. Any kind of local snow squall or blackout or a whiteout event could cause a pileup on our highways, and of course we could be called out at a moment's notice to respond to those type things. If you just look in the past In the past year, the number of snow events that we've been called out for, the hurricanes, Texas, Florida, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, you know, we've sent hundreds of guardsmen out. So what does this all have in common? The world is a dangerous place. The world needs, and Pennsylvania needs, its Pennsylvania National Guard. And it is not on a rare occasion that you get that phone call in the middle of the night saying, we need you right now. Because there's a pileup in of snow in Erie, because there's a hurricane approaching the coast of Florida. Or you get a notice of sourcing from the federal government that your unit is being deployed overseas to help defend our freedoms and liberties across the world. That is a very common event these days in the National Guard. So what is our obligation? Our obligation is for those guardsmen that we're sending out the door, that they are the best trained and best equipped that they can possibly be to face whatever disaster or federal service that they're facing. And that comes through training. And we're going to do the training here. We've always done that training here. Fort Indiantown Gap has had a long history, over 75 years of this installation being here, with the support of the surrounding community supporting this installation, sending soldiers starting back in World War II. They were doing training here at the Gap. And as was mentioned, as Lane mentioned, some of that wood is still here. Some of the World War II wood is still here. We're still using it. And just with this groundbreaking and getting this building up, it's not gonna change that. We're gonna be using that World War II wood for generations to come. But you know, through the generations here, we've gotten better. And more efficient at the facilities we build and the type of training that we do here. If you look back at what the trainers were in World War II, if you look back at what our training was in the Vietnam era, if you look back to Desert Storm, which was still over 25 years ago, if you look at how we trained for that, each generation gets more and more efficient, and more that the training simulators become much more effective and become a much greater way to prepare our soldiers and airmen for their deployments overseas. In light of that, this training center will get us into the next generation. We continue to improve, we continue to build better facilities and use better equipment, all so that our soldiers and airmen will have better training. They have whatever the best is available out there on the market. Is what we're going to bring to bear for our soldiers, not here just in Pennsylvania, but as a regional training center. As Lane mentioned, you know, we're the busiest National Guard training center in the country last couple of years, and we're very proud of that. Over 130,000 students came through, and it's not just service members. We do law enforcement, U.S. Marshals, you know, you name it. We do that kind of training here. So it is a phenomenal resource, really, for the for the entire eastern United States, Fort Indiantown Gap is. So we appreciate the support of the local community. We appreciate the support of the Army and some of the guard staff that helped support getting this project approved to have this training center addition built here in this upcoming year. It's going to make a market improvement. You know, General Schaefer just took his division staff, as I said, to Texas for their deployment. They just finished a year and a half of concentrated training, all here at Fort Indiantown Gap. The critiques that we got from the division are much like the critiques that we get from other divisions and other units that come here to train at the Gap. Many other states will come here, many other organizations. Great positive feedback. And of course, some of that feedback contains ideas that we can do to improvements, things that we can do to help improve and make the training better here at Fort Indiantown Gap. And many years ago, this was one of those ideas is, well, wow, if we had a first-rate training support center, if we just had more space, if we had a place where we could put all those simulators, if we had a place that could do a classroom as well, how much better we would be and how much more efficient we would be at training. So it started off as that idea, and again, thousands of man hours of work, ideas and supports from all the people I had mentioned before made that a reality. You know, we got the contract let, we got the check written, and actually this is the ceremonial groundbreaking, but we've already started digging in the dirt outside. So I want to thank those that have been working to make this a reality. It's important just to remember what it's for, what the training is for. Our guardsmen are going to respond. Those that are in uniform are making that sacrifice. Their families are making that sacrifice. When that call comes, they're going. Whether it's the federal government asking for a federal deployment overseas, or whether it's the governor asking us to go out and do a snow emergency, a flood, a hurricane, it doesn't matter what it is. When the call comes, we're going. So we're going to be trained to whatever level we're trained at when that phone rings. This facility will allow us to step our training up a notch and be more trained and more ready. So when we do get that call, we'll get the outstanding service that we've been used to getting out of particularly out of the Pennsylvania National Guard. So thanks again for everybody for coming out. Thanks for those that all had a hand in this, from the ideal stage, the support stage, contracting stage. There was a lot of people that that came together to get us this far. And as Lane said, in a few short months, we look forward to doing the ribbon cutting. And that's when the rubber really is going to meet the road, when we get soldiers and other service members into the facility to actually using it to increase our training. So thanks again for this for braving the snow, and let's move on with the ceremony. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to invite Representative Russ Diamond to the podium to say a few words.
Thank you. It'll be very few words. I always say this when I come back here, I grew up about a mile that way, and I'm always fascinated when I come back here because I there's a sense of nostalgia for me because I used to ride my bicycle when I was a teenager all over these streets back here at the Gap. And as I've grown older and have undertaken the honor of representing the area of Pennsylvania that contains Fort Indiantown Gap, now that sense of nostalgia is offset by a sense of awe and pride. Because frankly, although some people might think you're noisy neighbors, whenever I hear, and I live in Anvil now, whenever I hear that boom, boom, boom over the mountain, I feel comforted. Because I know that our forces are training to be the best in the world. And you can't have a world-class fighting force if you don't have world-class training facilities. So I'm proud to be here and partake in this groundbreaking. I thank you so much for inviting me. And as I always try to tell people in Harrisburg, what's good for the Gap is good for the county, is good for the Commonwealth, is good for the nation, and is good for the world. Thank you.
At this time, I would like to invite Lebanon County Commissioner William Ames and Lieutenant Colonel Lane Marshall forward. Commissioner Ames would like to present a certificate to Fort Indiantown Gap in honor of this occasion.
Well, I would just like to say on behalf of my colleagues, Bob Phillips, Commissioner Bob Phillips, and Commissioner Joellen Litz, and also our County Administrator, Jamie Walgamuth, we have a special relationship, Lebanon County and the Gap. Yes, and as indicated by Representative Diamond, it's a great asset to the county. And Colonel Waltman and now Dave Wisnick are very faithful and loyal to the county. They keep us informed and visit with us all the time. So I think it's certainly appropriate that we're here representing the county today. Yes, and to offer this certificate.
Thank you, sir.
for this new training center and the groundbreaking.
I really appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. At this time, I'd like to invite the official party forward to obtain shovels and hard hats.
Get the hard hats there. So, you make the official party.
little big.
All right. Gentlemen, we will conduct the groundbreaking in three motions on my count. Ready? One, two, three. Thank you all for joining us as we celebrate the new opportunities and support for soldiers and units across Pennsylvania and the nation. This concludes today's ceremony. Everyone is invited over to the side, my left, your right, for light refreshments. Thank you all for your attendance.